Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is entitled, We Shall Be Like Him, that is Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Quote, how great is the love of Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now are we the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning to sin. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. John has elucidated here concrete truths for believing one. And our focus this morning is on the de facto reality of who the child of God is and to whom he belongs and his destiny. You and I, as believing ones, have a dignity and a destiny. I want to draw your attention to verse 2. And John writes, once again, dear friends, now are we children of God. So when we look at this word now, John draws our attention so that we might focus on the present. And now it's sandwiched between the already, that is what has been done for us, and the not yet, what shall be done for us. And so he states in verse 2, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. Let's go back to verse 1. Verse 1 states, how great is the love the Father hath lavished on us. In the Old Testament KJV, we have the word behold. And behold, there is a qualitative interrogative, which again draws our attention to the great reality or the great realities that we have in Christ Jesus. How great, in this particular version, it reads, how great is the love? So we have a state of being verb is the love in the Greek text is given in the perfect active indicative. Indicative means statement of fact. The active voice receives the action of the verb, and we have the perfect tense. That is the love of God for us, or the love of God on our behalf, is, in other words, he presents before us a state of completion, a state of completion. You and I have completed love. The word here, love, agape, in the Greek text, is what we call or term a noun of action, as is the word faith or pistis. It too is a noun of action. So these two very important words present great realities for us. And this is very powerful and very, very wonderful. And I think it is fitting that this chapter begins with the love of God, because when John goes on to discuss what we shall be, has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. John uses language in such a way as to present to us these great and wonderful truths through the power of the Spirit of God. And yet, we see that the language that he uses is concrete, and because he wants believers to know that great realities have been done for us, are performed for us by God. We shall be like him. And the word here, that the emphasis here is on that internal transformation that will take place within us. And we begin to experience some of that internal transformation when we are filled with the Spirit of God. When we are filled with the Spirit of God, then we experience the fruit that Paul talks about in Galatians chapter 5. And he says, with regard in Galatians 5:22, Paul writes, but the fruit of the Spirit. And I always like to point out that the word fruit here points to that which is produced by God in the life of the yielded believer. And so it is not the believer who has yielded his life to God experiences the fruit of the Spirit of God within his or her personality. And I think it is fitting that it is called the fruit of the Spirit, because we were born again, or we experience regeneration through the power of the Spirit. We are enjoined to walk in the Spirit. And here Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit of God. And in verse 22, he states, the fruit of the Spirit is, state of being verb again, love or agape. And then from that love, look what happens. there is joy. There is, we have peace with God. We have forensic peace with God because of Christ Jesus. We have the peace of God, the irene. We have the irene of God mediated in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And let me say that when God works in our hearts, when we are filled with the Spirit and God is wonderfully in control of our lives, many wonderful things, other things go on with us physiologically and emotionally, psychologically. Many wonderful things happen or go on in our immune systems when we have love, joy, and peace. Many studies have noted positive outcomes, positive health outcomes when persons have love, joy, and peace. We also note that with regard to mental health, when persons have love, joy, peace, etc., patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, there are positive outcomes. And so what God does for us benefits us totally, holistically, completely. And notice, we shall, when we go back to 1 John chapter 3, we note we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. God, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. We shall be like him. That is, we shall bear the image of the Heavenly One. That is Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, Paul writes something extremely important for us. He talks about our destiny, beginning in verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. We begin this journey with the new birth, and it culminates in likeness to the Son of God. And so we have a marvelous destiny. So once again, between the already and the not yet, we have now this marvelous opportunity to be filled with the Spirit of God so that we can walk by faith and not by sight, and so that we can perform, or that is bring fruit, or allow the Holy Spirit to produce spiritual fruit in our lives. And the fruit bears witness to who we are, and the fruit bears witness to reality present in our hearts, and that is the love of God. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. Allow God to transform your understanding of who he is and who you are. When this occurs, one may experience God in a marvelous way. New prayer life, new praise, a new walk, new talk, new eyes, everything is made new when we follow the Spirit of God and allow God to control our lives. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a marvelous day in Christ.